Animation. The digital animation business at Pixar, the group that made little animated films, was originally just a sideline, its main purpose being to show off the hardware and software of the company. It was run by John Lasseter, a man whose childlike face and demeanor masked an artistic perfectionism that rivaled that of Jobs. Born in Hollywood, Lasseter grew up loving Saturday morning cartoon shows. In ninth grade, he wrote a report on the history of Disney Studios, and he decided then how he wished to spend his life. When he graduated from high school, Lasseter enrolled in the animation program at the California Institute of the Arts, founded by Walt Disney. In his summers and spare time, he researched the Disney archives and worked as a guide on the Jungle Cruise ride at Disneyland. The latter experience taught him the value of timing and pacing in telling a story, an important but difficult concept to master when creating frame-by-frame animated footage. He won the Student Academy Award for the short he made in his junior year, Lady and the Lamp, which showed his debt to Disney Films and foreshadowed his signature talent for infusing inanimate objects such as lamps with human personalities. After graduation, he took the job for which he was destined as an animator at Disney Studios. Except it didn't work out. Some of us younger guys wanted to bring Star Wars-level quality to the art of animation, but we were held in check, Lasseter recalled. I got disillusioned. Then I got caught in a feud between two bosses, and the head animation guy fired me. So in 1984, Ed Catmull and Alvy Ray Smith were able to recruit him to work where Star Wars-level quality was being defined, Lucasfilm. It was not certain that George Lucas, already worried about the cost of his computer division, would really approve of hiring a full-time animator, so Lasseter was given the title Interface Designer. After Jobs came into the scene, he and Lasseter began to share their passion for graphic design. I was the only guy at Pixar who was an artist, so I bonded with Steve over his design sense, Lasseter said. He was a gregarious, playful, and huggable man who wore flowery Hawaiian shirts, kept his office cluttered with vintage toys, and loved cheeseburgers. Jobs was a prickly, whip-thin vegetarian who favored austere and uncluttered surroundings. But they were actually well-suited for each other. Lasseter was an artist, so Jobs treated him deferentially, and Lasseter viewed Jobs correctly as a patron who could appreciate artistry and knew how it could be interwoven with technology and commerce. Jobs and Catmull decided that in order to show off their hardware and software, Lasseter should produce another short animated film in 1986 for SIGGRAPH, the annual computer graphics conference. At the time, Lasseter was using the Luxo lamp on his desk as a model for graphic rendering, and he decided to turn Luxo into a lifelike character. A friend's young child inspired him to add Luxo Jr., and he showed a few test frames to another animator, who urged him to make sure he told a story. Lasseter said he was making only a short, but the animator reminded him that a story can be told even in a few seconds. Lasseter took the lesson to heart. Luxo Jr. ended up being just over 2 minutes. It told the tale of a parent lamp and a child lamp pushing a ball back and forth until the ball bursts, to the child's dismay. Jobs was so excited that he took time off from the pressures at Next to fly down with Lasseter to SIGGRAPH, which was being held in Dallas that August. It was so hot and muggy that when we'd walk outside, the air hit us like a tennis racket, Lasseter recalled. There were 10,000 people at the trade show, and Jobs loved it. Artistic creativity energized him, especially when it was connected to technology. There was a long line to get into the auditorium where the films were being screened, so Jobs, not one to wait his turn, fast-talked their way in first. Luxo Jr. got a prolonged standing ovation and was named the best film. "Oh, wow," Jobs exclaimed at the end. "I really get this. I get what it's all about." As he later explained, "Our film was the only one that had art to it, not just good technology. Pixar was about making that combination, just as the Macintosh had been." Luxo Jr. was nominated for an Academy Award, and Jobs flew down to Los Angeles to be there for the ceremony. It didn't win, but Jobs became committed to making new animated shorts each year, even though there was not much of a business rationale for doing so. As times got tough at Pixar, he would sit through brutal budget-cutting meetings showing no mercy. Then Lasseter would ask that the money they had just saved be used for his next film, and Jobs would agree.